We are live. So we're just going to sit here and wait to see. We'll give it about, what do we normally do, 2 minutes?
Yeah,
3 minutes? Yeah.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay.
I'm easy to get along with.
About 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just sit here and everybody stare, stare at everybody and just look around the room.
Hey, we put the fan, stick on the fan, let it oscillate.
Yeah, just kind of, just get a panoramic.
Yeah.
How are you guys? We're not sure if anybody will actually be live because it's probably about dinner time. But
yeah,
the cool thing about it, they can always watch it
sure.
at their leisure.
Right.
And yes, I just said leisure. It just sounds cool, doesn't it?
Sounds better than leisure.
It just sounds like
that. That reminds me of the family, crime family.
Oh,
yeah. Was leisure.
Oh, yeah. You guys have blew themselves up or whatever?
Oh, man. It was a mess. 55 is closed down. Best for a whole day on that one.
Well, there's somebody. I'm not sure who that is. I can't tell. Who are, John Halverson, I think it's him. I can tell by the little picture from Wisconsin. It is John. How are you, John?
Hey, John.
So, you're probably wondering, again, actually maybe they're getting used to it now, Cease, because we've done this. This is session 4 of our safety little training session, seminar that Cecil's been doing for us in regards to personal safety. Hi, Annette. I just got a text from you just a minute ago. John, good to see you. Anyways, it's our session 4 of safety, personal safety. And it's ironic, CJ, on the way, or Cecil.
It's okay. Call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
It's funny because on the way here on Bot Radio,
yeah,
they were doing an article, and in fact, I wrote the website down. I'll share it here in a minute, of the church violence has skyrocketed.
Oh, it's
and now it's no longer, a secret. This church, it's brutal. But I don't have my thing. It's a website that I found. Talk on it.
It is. It's becoming more and more prevalent every week. The number of churches that you're having some sort of violence committed in, whether it's a break-in, whether it's set on fire, whether it is assault, whether it's murder.
So, Cecil, this isn't part of what we're talking about tonight, but. What was the, was it Stratego? And there's a couple different resources. Strategos.
Strategos International is the one that I really like. And then there's one called Sheepdog. And David likes that one. And there's one out of St. Louis that I'm not real fond of. It's called Tier One.
Explain what those are.
They're organizations that will come into a church and they will teach you how to protect your congregation, how to protect your church, how to actually walk to somebody and greet them and tell them in a matter of seconds whether they are somebody carrying a firearm. That works about 85-90% of the time. It's just a whole gamut of things. How to protect your kids from nursery up through, you know, your middle school kids that are in a separate service. How to protect people on the parking lot.
And again, the names and how would you go about contact? Yeah. If you wanted to do that, it would be
Strategos International is out of Kansas City, and I've got their phone number. Tier One, I do not. They're out of St. Louis, and Sheepdog, I don't know. Get down to there to the S's. Yeah.
And this is extra, folks, because this isn't actually part of our thing. But I think if you're going to have a good safety, but team in your church, they should be properly trained, properly vetted, mm-hmm. and all that type of stuff. And this company will give you all the ins and outs on how to do that.
Their number is 816, area code 816-795-3768. And that will get you to a guy named Barry Young. Now, Strategos is a company that does more than churches. They have a section of it that goes into trains teachers and principals at school. They have a section that provides training for the Secret Service.
Yeah.
They have some that section that if there is something going on in town, we have dignitaries, like if the Pope's coming.
Sure.
Or if you have a Super Bowl game or a World Series, they provide safety for that. They provide it directly. the number I gave you, I think, goes to a man named Barry Young, who is the vice president of Strategos, and he does the training for churches.
Okay.
And the man is awesome.
So it's a crying shame we even have to have things like this, but the reality of it is living in a fallen world, especially in the culture and the season we're in now, you have to be prepared. In other words, prepare for the worst and pray it doesn't happen.
Right? That's right.
But what are we talking about tonight?
We're going to talk about banking.
Banking?
Yeah.
Identity theft?
That's part of it. But you remember back in the Bible when we talk about the parable of the talents.
Mm-hmm.
And owner gave one servant 5 talents,
mm-hmm.
another one 10 talents, and one talent. And when the servant that had the 1 talent buried his, and the owner came back, and dug it up and said, I didn't want to lose it. He said, you should have put it in the bank where it could have at least drawn interest.
Okay.
So if you look at the different things in the Bible, the lineup for banking is very biblical. But there are some things that we have to know in order to keep ourselves clean and straight when we walk into a bank.
Okay.
Some of the rules that I give on banking are also things that, I talk about in the other sessions. Like if you're walking out of a bank, have your keys in your hand, keep your eyes focused on people around you, and walk straight to your vehicle, get in it, and lock the doors when you get in, and drive away. Get that done as quickly as you can.
Cecil.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not talking about laying rubber out of the bank. We're talking about getting in the car, locking the doors, turning the key on, and driving on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drive safely on, but get away from anybody that's around you, because it may be somebody perfectly wonderful. It may be a big crook waiting for you. You never, ever know. So.
Come on in, Martin. Speaking of big safety guy, there he is. Just flex. That's the only gun you need right there, son. Are they registered? Ask Seat.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about somebody that may be working and they have to do the corporate banking.
Okay.
If part of your job involves corporate banking, if possible, use a drive-up window. A lot of banks are doing away from the drive-up windows, and they're doing that because they are getting a lot of counterfeit money through the banks, drive-ups, because they're in, gone, out, and then when they go through it, they find it's counterfeit, and then they got to go back through videotape and try to find out who it was. But if your still has one, use the drive-up because you have the safety of being in your vehicle.
Okay.
If your bank has eliminated that drive-up window, you have somebody to accompany you if you can. If you are concerned about somebody in the area that is you think unsavory, we'll put it that way, call the bank and ask them to send out somebody to walk you in and then walk you back out.
Okay.
Same thing like I said in the store. If you don't feel safe walking out with your purchases to the parking lot, tell somebody in the store that you want an escort.
And Cecil, that's perfectly fine. Yeah. That's within your, as a customer, that you can do.
Sure.
But circling back to what you said a minute ago about driving through. So it's statistically proving that using the drive up is actually more safe than going into the lobby?
Sure, because you're in the confines of your vehicle.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And if you look at the drive up windows and the ATMs, and I'm not real fond of some of the ATMs, we'll talk about that in a minute, but you have a very limited amount of space that somebody can come up beside you.
Okay.
And do any harm. And they're coming up beside you, you still have the option of putting in drive and going.
Okay.
And you don't have to let yourself be violated.
Okay.
If you have a limited amount of space, they can't do anything in that space, use the drive up windows.
Now, would you say that the guns that Martin Weber has are those 9mm? Are those Derringers?
I think they're 40s.
Or are those 357s?
No, I think they're 40s.
40s? Okay, that's good.
Okay. Again, if you're dealing with a large deposit, get somebody from the inside to escort you in,
okay.
Escort you back out. I tell people that are involved in corporate banking, you don't want to take the same route every day or every week.
Okay.
Vary your route. Now, sometimes you can't, just simply because it's one way in, one way out.
Sure.
But if you can vary the route going from where your business is to where the bank is and vary that so you're not going the same route every time, it's, you know, it's a be a good thing to do.
Can I share a funny story about that?
Do that.
So when we had our ministry downtown, on occasion I would bring some what you might call unsavory fellows back to my house so they could do their laundry and they could hang out and things like this. And Cecil, you've seen where I live. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
This one fella I took him 10 different ways or something. And he said, this is completely different. I never went the same way twice. Because right. you know, and so really you could even use that for a personal.
Sure.
So not be too routine.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Routines can get you in trouble sometimes. You know, okay. don't let yourself, you know, don't set yourself up for somebody to assault you or do something bad to you, rob you, whatever.
Okay.
If you're dealing with a large amount of money, again, call the bank, have them send somebody out.
Before you even get there.
Before you even get there.
Okay.
You know, and if you're dealing with corporate banking, I like to tell people, especially if you're looking where there's more than one, like it's usually dumped on a secretary to do it. If you've got more than one secretary, talk to them on the phone. And, you know, all the way in, you know, make sure you're doing it hands-free because beginning in August, it's got to be hands-free. But, you know, most cars now have Wi-Fi. You can do, you know, you can sync your phone to your
sure.
And, you know, talk to somebody. That way you've got somebody that knows where you are all the time.
Okay.
Every second of your trip, they know where you are. Try to vary the times of day that you do deposits at the bank. So this is, again, not developing a routine.
Right.
Make sure that you, if you're the one that's doing all of the banking, make sure somebody at that office knows what kind of car you're driving, what color it is, the plate, license plate number, so that if there's a problem, that's one thing the police department does not have to look up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandma Judy says hello. Thanks for tuning in, Grandma Judy. There's one of your favorites right there. There's another favorite over there. There's one. I'm here. I'm behind.
We're behind the camera.
It's me they're hurting. Credit cards. Credit card theft is a big.
Okay, this problem. Is one I've been waiting for this one.
Credit card. It's just he's. In fact, my credit card's been compromised twice.
Okay.
And it's not fun getting it straightened out. And the first time, a lady from South Carolina. I don't see just generating numbers and generated mine because I don't know anybody that lives in South Carolina. And she bought airline tickets on it. And I was the one that actually tracked it down to the person that did it.
Wow. And you can confront them?
I didn't. I turned it over to the bank to do it.
Good, because that's not a great idea.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to South Carolina
right.
to face somebody off and say, you stole my credit card number.
Connie's on too. Hi, Connie.
Yeah. The second time it happened, I got a call from my credit card company that somebody was in the Disney store in Dallas, I believe it was, but down in Texas, using my credit card numbers to make the purchase. And they said, where are you? Yeah, I just filled up my gas tank. And they said, where are you? Well, I'm driving from Forestell to my church. You're not in Dallas. No, I'm not in Dallas. And you know, they'll start, what they'll generally do is they'll do with a real cheap, like, $1, $2 okay. purchase to see if it goes through.
See if it works.
And if it goes through, then they'll do a biggie. And
how do we stop it?
I don't know if there's going to be any stopping it.
How can we limit it?
You can limit your own liability. First of all, if your credit card is used to purchase things that you did not authorize, mm-hmm. your credit card company cannot legally bill you for those.
And you need to be constantly in touch. I do know that, like, on our personal, I'll get a response or a text message from anything over $300 or $200 or $500. Is this you? And obviously, if it's not, I will text back no. Mm-hmm. You could probably go to each credit card company and say, sure. I want to be notified after each purchase.
Right.
Okay.
if you're leaving on vacation, I always call my credit card company, telling them where I'm going,
okay,
what route I'm going to be taking. And so you're going to be seeing food purchases, or you're going to be seeing gasoline purchases or at a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if there's something else besides that, it probably isn't me.
Okay.
So give me a call. And they'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Most.
So,
most
so, so it's really important to stay in touch with your bank and
yes,
credit cards. Just stay in touch. And you know, it's funny because my son had an issue where he was scammed like thousands of dollars. But because he always monitors, he's like on it every day. Mm-hmm. He checks his emails, checks his balances, and he caught it. So he's able to head it off at the pass pretty quick, and he got compensated pretty right, quickly.
Yeah.
Just by being so, a great tip there would be on top of it.
Get it, you know, take a look at your bank balances, your credit card balances at least every week. Try to do it every day, but at least once a week, and look and see if there's any fraudulent purchases on there.
Yeah.
And then when your statement comes in, go through it item by item again to make sure those purchases were all authorized by you.
I'm going to send all of my stuff to you from now on.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like you to go through it and tell me where I'm messing up.
Where I went wrong.
You know, it's credit cards. There are computer programs now that will just generate numbers. And when it comes across the right generation of numbers, that's a credit card number they use. Crooks have they're more sophisticated than you and I are. You know, there was a ring that was busted about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. Now, the most powerful computer that I know of is a Cray, spelled C-R-A-Y. NASA uses them to track everything when they're going. They'll be using a Cray computer to generate numbers. Now, to tell you how powerful that computer is, if everybody in the entire country wrote a check simultaneously, it would balance everybody's checkbook in less than a second.
That's scary stuff, guys.
It is.
That will be used against us one day.
Absolutely. Yeah. It has been used against
us. This isn't an end time seminar. Maybe we'll do that soon.
You know, there are people out there. There are people in foreign countries that do this.
Right.
And that's how they make the money.
So bring it back. So we're talking about the credit cards. We're talking about really be on it. Check your statements. Check your bank. Let the banks know where you when you're out of town. How about mail?
Yeah, you know, mail is, you're getting a whole lot of crimes in because you're dealing with federal government.
But like when you leave out of town, it's important to say, stop my mail. Give it to a neighbor. You don't want newspapers stacking up.
You want, you want your place to look like it's lived in and it's your home. And if you get newspaper delivered, which not too many people do anymore, but if you do, have somebody pick them up or stop it.
Guys, did I just date myself?
You did.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I got to cut that Post-Dispatch off. I'm not doing it anymore.
I have not subscribed to a newspaper in over 20 years.
So we kind of gave a teaser for the next session of personal safety, but we're bringing it back to the banking part.
The other thing I've got on my list here to talk about is outside ATMs.
Okay.
I do not like ATMs that are on the side of a bank building.
Now, why is that?
Well, when you walk up to it, you're facing the camera. You are not aware of people around you.
Okay.
And so your attention's there. And a lot of thefts that happen at ATMs happen on the ones that are attached to a bank building.
Okay, that's the only ATM around. How do you suggest approaching that? Is there a way? Walk up backwards?
Yeah, that's an idea.
Two people. Martin's over there charming two people.
Two or three people go up at the same time. You know, that you got lookouts and you got, you're doing your business at the ATM. You know, those really scare me.
Yeah.
Because you're just waiting for it to happen.
Well lit.
And, one of the things that disturbs me is that banks aren't the world's best people to upgrade cameras. A lot of those cameras on those ATMs are old cameras, and so they don't have real good resolution.
Okay.
And if somebody's behind you, and like Martin said, you don't have good lighting, there's an image, you can't tell who it is.
Okay.
And so they have to worry about trying to enhance it, and a lot of times it can't be enhanced.
So what's the point of having a camera then?
That's right. You know? Makes people feel good. I'm on camera.
Hey, are you going to talk about those things that actually go on, like when you're pumping gas, skimmers. And they skim?
Yeah. We, yeah, you know, I haven't heard a lot of that lately.
It was in Wright City about 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. 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 And, you know, in the recent past, I've heard about them in, you know, to the point like my brother. If he goes to his bank, he will grab a hold of the slot where you stick your credit card and sit there and try and pull it.
So not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
I do that at QT, too.
So, it's, okay, not a bad idea, just on occasion, if you think about it. All, you know, you could almost make it a habit, Cecil.
Absolutely. Charles does it every time he goes to an ATM. He grabs a little gizmo where you slide your card in and rattles it and, you know, make sure it's not a skimmer.
Okay.
He does it at gas pumps.
And would you say it's more important to do it out in the sketchier areas, like rural areas? Or is that something you would do, like in St. Charles County, at Zumbel Road? Or just anytime you can make a habit out of it, probably not a bad thing, right?
Let's just think about how big a mentality somebody has towards being a crook. Now, your chances of being caught in a city are probably higher because there are more people and somebody will check it. The banks are supposed to check it daily. But if you're out in a rural area, there are not as many people checking things, and so it may slide by a long time before somebody catches it.
Right. John just said, he chimed in, make sure camera is clean and not covered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're putting in a PIN number, you know, there's nothing wrong with holding one hand up and hitting the other. So if there's something above, they can't see it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea. Just a little strategies.
Yeah. Simple things.
I won't know the people that are going through the checkout line of Walmart, and a lot of times, especially little old ladies, are good about this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hold the hand up, punch in the PIN number.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's just a great habit to get into, and we need these habits all the more today than we did.
Yeah. It comes down to, again, you're the person in charge of your safety.
Right.
And, you know, there are crooks out there that this is how they make the living. There are people out there that they're not afraid to hurt you. You know, the chances of them getting caught, maybe 50-50.
And if they get caught, well, they get slapped on the wrist and out of there anyway.
Nowadays, so
you know, we're really heading into a time, which again, we're going into the end time stuff, where lawlessness abounds.
Yep.
So maybe that's another session down the road, boys.
It's, you know, it's really a shame that we live in that society, but we do.
Yep, we're here.
And we've got to make sure that we are as safe as we can be all the time.
Well, the devil prowls around like a lion wanting to steal, kill, and destroy.
Anything.
Right?
Yeah.
So no doubt we're living in some curious times, but are we nearing the end of this one?
We're just about the end of this one.
Okay.
I do want to thank Rich Belcher again for helping me put this together and his wife, Annette, for proofreading it and making sure we had everything covered. And without them, they just gave me some good input.
Well, the funny thing is, not all of us can shoot left-handed and right-handed.
That's true.
And with the back behind his, you know, with one hand tied, and he's, you know, he's got blindfolded and still shoots the nat. What do you call it? The nads off a nat spot at 400 feet or whatever. But, yeah, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate that.
Now, you know what?
Grandma Judy says thank you.
One of the things that I had to do when I got shingles in my left arm, is I had to teach myself to shoot right-handed.
Because you're a lefty, aren't
you? I'm a lefty. I'm very left-handed.
So you can do both, too?
Yeah.
So, are we the last ones that can't?
I'm not as good with my right hand as I am with my left hand, but it's good enough that I can defend myself.
Wow. I just have to employ Martin. He's going to be my entourage.
Deb can shoot left-handed, right-handed, too.
Deb can?
Yeah.
So, what we got?
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to talk about in Session 5, Cease?
Session 5. That's the next page. We're going to talk about traffic stops.
Ooh. What to do, what not to do.
Yeah.
Don't be a
bully. Right.
Yeah. Remember those people out there they're doing their job that they've been employed for, and we're going to talk about that next time, making sure that we take care of them as much as they're taking care of us.
Because they do a great job.
Yeah, they do.
They do, and they're under a lot of pressure these days. So pray for your police.
Yes.
You know, I've known a lot of police officers in my time of being moved. I moved up here in 76. I moved up here in 76. And I started being friends with a guy who was a police officer living in the apartment complex. who introduced me to a bunch more, who introduced me to some guys in St. Charles County, who introduced me to some people in St. Louis County. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm lucky enough that I've got some very good friends that are police officers.
You know, it's funny, when we were in the city, we would be down there, and the police would always cruise by our meetings. And some of our meetings were down there. We weren't far from where the Ed Jones Dome is.
Yeah.
And we were down there for years, right? So we got to know a lot of the right. city cops. And they liked us, and we'd feed them. They'd come down there to get food and this and that. Yeah. And a lot of times we'd say, hey, man, can we pray for you? No, we don't need that. And they go, as they were leaving, we're praying for you anyway. We're going to be praying for you guys. And they were always there for us, so we appreciate them. But anyway, shout out to all the first responders. Absolutely. Not only them, but your paramedics, your firemen, your police, and all those guys that keep
everybody.
The streets safe for us. But
yeah, they're doing jobs.
But nevertheless, we're still doing this because you're in charge of your own personal safety. That's why we're doing this. And if somebody gets one little nugget out of all these sessions, it was well worth your time.
Absolutely. You know, well worth every second that I put in on this. So, and we hope that it does find some fruit someplace that somebody's made a little bit safer by following this.
I know. I've picked up several tips just by little things. Like, I wouldn't have ever thought that.
Yeah.
Just one little tip here, one little tip there. You share it with the person. It becomes a little more safe. And eventually But anyway, we're signing off for now. Cecil, thanks for your time. And, of course, the Belchers for their counsel. Yep. Martin, thanks for coming in and bragging that you can shoot left. And no, you can't shoot left.
Well, he said he could. He just couldn't hit anything.
Have a great week, you guys.